Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31. Narada instructs the Prajetas. Text number 8. Maitreya Uvacha. Iti Prajeta Samprishto. Bhagavan Narado Munihi. Bhagavat Yuttama Shloka. Avishtatma Bravinripan. Maitreya Uvacha. Iti Prajeta Samprishto. Bhagavan Narado Munihi. Bhagavat Yuttama Shloka. Avishtatma Bravinripan. Maitreya Uvacha. Iti Prajeta Samprishto. Bhagavan Narado Munihi. Bhagavat Yuttama Shloka. Avishtatma Bravinripan. Maitreya Uvacha. Iti Prajeta Samprishto. Bhagavan Narado Munihi. Bhagavat Yuttama Shloka. Avishtatma Bravinripan. Maitreya Uvacha. Maitreya said, iti, thus, prachetasam, by the prachetas, prishtaha, being asked, Bhagavan, the great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narada, Muni, very thoughtful, Bhagavati, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Uttama Shloke, possessing excellent renown. Avishta, absorbed. Atma, whose mind. Abravit, replied. Nripan, to the kings. The great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, being thus petitioned by the Prachetas, the supreme devotee Narada, who is always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, began to reply. Purport. In this verse, Bhagavan Narada indicates that Narada is always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavat Yuttama Shloka Avishtatma. Narada has no other business than thinking of Krishna, talking of Krishna, and preaching about Krishna. Therefore, he is sometimes called Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who possesses all opulences. When a person possesses Bhagavan within his heart, he is also sometimes called Bhagavan. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, Saksha Dharidvena Samastra Shastrai. In every shastra, the spiritual master is accepted directly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean that the spiritual master or a saintly person like Narada has actually become the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is accepted in this way because he possesses the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart constantly. As described here, avishtatma, when one is simply absorbed in the thought of Krishna, one is also called Bhagavan. Bhagavan possesses all opulence. If one possesses Bhagavan within his heart always, does he not automatically possess all opulences also? In that sense, a great devotee like Narada can be called Bhagavan. However, we cannot tolerate when a rascal or impostor is called Bhagavan. One must possess either all opulences or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, who possesses all opulences. Om Agana Dimirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmae Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mahiyam Dharati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yad Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto. This is a symptom of a devotee, a bhakta. Manmana, think of me. Manmana Bhava Mad, become my devotee. Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. So, Matschita. Matschita, matkata, prana, bodhayanta, parasparam, katayantascha, mam nityam, tusyanticha, ramanticha. So, this avishtatma, avishta means absorbed, and atma means the self. But in this case, atma specifically means the mind, or is referred to as the mind. It's interesting because, you know, depending on the context of the use of the word, we're able to identify what it means. Atma means the self, which could be the jivatma, the spirit soul. It can be the mental state of the individual. It can also be the senses, right? The body. Right? We relate to the body and to the mind and to the atma variously. And depending on the context of how we're talking about those things, we know the difference between them, even though they might all be called atma. Just I was looking at, you know, I often go for a walk around Albert Park. I have a standard route that I walk, and I go past the Albert Park College. And the motto of the Albert Park College is lead, inspire, create. Right? But lead is also led. Right? Led. Led and lead are spelt the same way. You know, Prabhupada makes a comment about English not being a very consistent language. Right? Prabhupada says, B-U-T, but, P-U-T, put. Have you heard that lecture? Prabhupada says, B-U-T, but, P-U-T, put. So where's the rhyme or reason in that? Also, L-E-A-D is lead, and L-E-A-D is also led. Completely different word and a different meaning, but spelt the same way. Yet when I see the motto, I don't think led, inspire, create. I think lead, inspire, create, because I know because of the context. I know because of the context how the word is meant to be pronounced. And what it's relating to, what it's referring to here. So here, avishtatma refers to the mind and the mind absorbed in Krishna. This is what's being illustrated here by, and how is that? By Narada Muni being called Bhagavan. Right? Narada. Oh, sorry. Bhagavan Narado Muni. Muni. And of course, Muni also means thoughtful. Right? Thoughtful. So, Prabhupada explains here that the reason why Narada is being called Bhagavan is because he's always thinking of Krishna. Right? In this verse, Bhagavan Narada indicates that Narada is always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And of course also, you know, Bhagavan Narado Muni, right, also supports that concept of a great devotee. Right? Mamana, think of me. Matschita, what is it? Matschita Savadurgani, Mat Prasada Tarishyasi. You know, when we're hovering on a mental platform, which means we're not always thinking of Krishna, we're in a compromised state of being. When one is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, then with a pure heart, one's able to also perceive the direction of the Lord. And so in that state of being, or in that state of consciousness, one's always working for the Lord's purpose. And one is directed by Krishna. The very deeply pure devotee, the thoughtful devotee, is not situated on the material mental platform, but rather is on a pure spiritual platform wherein all of the activities of the devotee are inspired by service to Krishna, which is why in the beginning of the process of bhakti one follows the process of sadhana. Right? The natural state of consciousness, or the natural state of being for the living entity, is as a servant. Right? As a servant. This is our dharma. And Prabhupada explains that dharma is the intrinsic quality of something. Right? Like liquidity and wetness are intrinsic qualities of water, or salt water. It's liquid, it's wet, and it's salty. These are intrinsic qualities of seawater. Right? If you don't have those qualities, then it's not seawater. Right? That's always going to be the quality. So similarly also, the intrinsic quality of all living entities is to be a servant. Right? You know, the son serves the father. The father, as a husband, serves the wife. The wife, as a servant of the husband, they serve the family. The family serves the community. The community serves the nation. You know, the Prabhupada says, if you analyze everybody, everyone's a servant, one way or another. Just like a politician. A politician petitions all of the citizens for their valuable vote. And so therefore they offer service to everyone. I will serve you. Please vote for me and I'll look after you. So there's nature of service. But in a impure state where the consciousness is not purified, then these service propensities are engaged in basically material activities. Because the original position of the living entity is servant of Krishna. Right? What is it? What's that? There's that verse that Prabhupada quotes. Sakale Eka Krishna, isn't it? Ekale Ishvara Krishna, that's right. Ekale Ishvara. Sakale is everybody. Ekale is, there's only one Krishna. Yeah. Ekale Ishvara Krishna, Ara Saba Britya. Everybody else is a servant. This is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekale Ishvara Krishna. There is only one real controller. We all think we're the controllers. And we are. Because we are like Krishna, we also have the controlling propensity. But the Ishvara, you know, the, what is it? The Ishvara Parama is Krishna. The supreme controller is Krishna. We are servant controllers. So it's why we follow the process of sadhana bhakti, where we practice devotional service, even though our service propensity or our service intention, motivation, is still contaminated by material considerations. And why we practice remembering Krishna, and by that practice become purified. There's a potency of bhakti. The process of bhakti, it works. Works inconceivably and imperceptibly, very subtle. In the Bhagavatam, in the third canon of the Bhagavatam, it's described, I think, by Kapila Dev, that the process of devotional service is like the process of digestion. Right? It's like the process of digestion. In half an hour's time or three quarters of an hour's time, we'll have breakfast. Right? And then you go about doing your daily activities. And you don't think about digesting your breakfast, unless you're ill, right? And then you get indigestion, then you think about it maybe. But generally, in our natural state, we don't think about digesting our breakfast, unless we ate too much. But generally, we don't. We just, and it naturally occurs. So similarly also, the process of bhakti naturally dissolves this false identification with the body. And so that gradually one comes to the realization of one's pure identity as a spirit soul, and realizes one's satchit ananda form. In that purified state of being, then one's awareness of one's spiritual identity and the awareness of one's position in relationship with Krishna is fully manifest. In the beginning, it's not. And so therefore, we have to manifest that servitorship by serving the spiritual master. We need to serve Krishna. But Krishna's within the heart and is giving us directions, but because of the impure state of our heart, we're not able to perceive or to hear or to recognize or even understand the instructions of the Paramatma. And so therefore, Prabhupada explains, and Krishnadas Kaviraj explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the Paramatma manifests in the form of the spiritual master to give instructions. And so therefore, and Prabhupada says, the instructions of the spiritual master are the pride of the disciple. And by following the instructions of the spiritual master, we're then effectively following Krishna's instructions. And so therefore, we find in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, who Prabhupada says the International Society for Krishna Consciousness our activities are based on the instructions of Rupa Goswami, right? Because Rupa Goswami is one of the predecessor acharyas. And so we find in Rupa Goswami's works, we find the basic sadhana instructions for the devotees, right? In the Upadeshamrita, right? Which is an interesting book, because Srila Prabhupada said everything is in the Upadeshamrita, and yet the Upadeshamrita is only 11 verses, isn't it? Or 11. 11 verses. And Prabhupada said this is a very important book. And it's interesting, or at least I find it, it's interesting that Prabhupada halted the Bhagavatam production for the publication of the Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction. And the devotees reading the book thought this was, the devotees in the BBT thought, well, this is a very esoteric piece of literature, a very esoteric book. And so they asked Prabhupada how many copies did he want to have printed, and they thought maybe 5,000 or 10,000. Prabhupada said, this book should be distributed widely, print 50,000. It was like, whoa, that was a lot of books. Huh? So Prabhupada appreciated the, well, he must have, otherwise why did he stopped his usual production? And the Upadeshamrita, or the Nectar of Instruction, has some unique features about it, in that Prabhupada was in India at the time, and he was accompanied by one of his disciples, Rishikesh, who had lived in India in the Gaudiya Math, and the Upadeshamrita translated, the tikka, the commentary, was written by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and so the Nectar of the Upadeshamrita was a standard piece of literature in the Brahmachari ashrams of the Gaudiya Math, right? Because it was considered like a primer, right? Very important piece of literature. So in conversation with Rishikesh, who could speak, read and write Bengali fluently, right? Prabhupada translated the Nectar of Instruction with the assistance of Rishikesh, right? And Satsarup Maharaj was there, and he transcribed what Prabhupada wrote, or what, not what Prabhupada wrote, what Prabhupada said. And so the manuscript of the Nectar of Instruction, and this was told to me by Rameshwar, who was at the time in charge of the BBT. And so the manuscript came not dictated, as was Prabhupada's usual workflow, right, for translating a book. It came handwritten by Satsarup Maharaj, which is interesting. And so Prabhupada halted the Bhagavatam production, and they produced the, had photographers go to different places to take pictures of to Radhakund and Govardhan and so forth. And in that way, the Nectar of Instruction manifest. So, and Prabhupada emphasized, he said, this book has everything in it. Everything in it. So Rupa Goswami figures prominently. We're all Rupanugas, if you like. We're all Prabhupada-nugas, but Prabhupada's following Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, calls Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. And of course, Rupa Goswami is a special personality, because Rupa Goswami understood the mind of Lord Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale. So he knew the mind of Lord Chaitanya, and he established his mission. And of course, the mission is based on these instructions of Rupa Goswami. Right? And so that's how we kind of kick-start our spiritual life, is by following these. Now, Prabhupada says that it's our devotional service is like a motor car. Of course, in some sense, it's not like a motor car, but Prabhupada gives this example. You know, and a car will run by itself, but it needs to be started. Huh? And so Prabhupada says, sometimes, he gives the example of how sometimes a car is stalled and you have to push it to get it going. Because usually when we get in a car, we just go and turn it on. But, in our current in our state of ignorance, our natural propensity to serve Krishna is covered over by this propensity to want to serve family, the mind, the senses, the tongue, the belly, the genitals. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara pasta vegam. We're being pushed all the time. Whereas the natural push, the natural propensity, as I mentioned before, the dharma of the living entity is to be a servant, but a servant of Krishna. Right? So that state of consciousness or that state of being is stalled in material existence. And so it needs to be kick-started. Right? Of course, these days we have automatic cars, and you can't push start an automatic car. You try it, it's not possible. I remember when I was a kid, much to the horror of my parents, but we lived in a place called Mount Burr, and it's a milling town. It's right in the middle of the forests, the pine forests of southeast South Australia. And we lived in the town, and one of my friends lived out of town in the forestry department's compound. Right? And one of my friends, Peter Fry, Peter and Jonathan and Charlie Fry, we used to go down their place because they had an old Hillman, like an ambassador, right? And it was an old bomb, but Jonathan, he was only about 16, but he'd already worked out how to get it going and fiddled around with it. And we used to go driving around the forest because there's all these... It was a huge adventure for us. And then... But the car used to conk out all the time, so we have to stop it, open up the bonnet, get inside, knock things around a bit until we get it going again. And this is a huge adventure. I was about 10 or 11 at the time, right? This is a huge adventure for us. Huge adventure. But, you know, we have to push the car on it. You know, the way it's going to go, we'd have to push it. Okay, get out, push. Then, off it went. We eventually took the bonnet off the front because we had to stop so many times to get in there, and so we just took the bonnet off. And in fact, what we used to do, this freaked my mum out completely. We took the bonnet off, then we decided we'll tie the bonnet to the back of the car, right? And then there's big paddocks, and a couple of us would sit in the bonnet, and then the other one would be driving. We'd drive around the paddocks and, you know, we'd be in the back travelling at 20 kilometres an hour or whatever it was. We had a great time. But, you know, this Prabhupada gives this example of, you know, having to push the car to get it going. And so our sadhana practice is like pushing the car to get it going. And eventually, when we're purified by that practice of bhakti, this is why the rules and regulations of Rupa Goswami are so important. They impel or propel us forward in our devotional service. And gradually that natural propensity is reawakened. It's, you know, through purification, basically. Right? Pavitram idam uttamam. Susukam katam aviyam. Pratyaksha savagamam dhamyam. Susukam katam aviyam. It's the process of bhakti is purifying. They're cleaning the gutters. Yeah, cleaning the pipes. Replacing them, hopefully. So, you know, We see the story of Narada Muni in the Bhagavatam, how he started as the son of a maidservant, Sudrani, right? So he's a Sudra, right? To start off with, Narada Muni is a Sudra. But because he was thoughtful, even as a young child, he had the qualities of sobriety, right? Dhira. And he was thoughtful. And he got the opportunity to associate with the Bhagavats, right? The Bhagavat, the devotees, who at the time of Chaturmasya, which is now, right, we're coming up to the second month of Chaturmasya, those sadhus, those devotees, were staying in one place, and he got the opportunity to associate with them and take the remnants of their prasad and hear their conversations, and as a consequence was purified by that, which is basically what happens to us effectively. We got the opportunity to associate with the devotees. And as a consequence of associating with the devotees, we got to hear about Krishna and have our inquisitiveness satisfied, or what's the word? Our inquisitiveness was, satisfied by hearing the answers to our questions, right? And this is what's happening here. Also, the Prachetas were inquiring from Narada Muni, and he's giving them instructions. And as a result of receiving those instructions, one is purified, right? And of course, those instructions, like the instructions that we receive from Prabhupada, and specifically through Prabhupada from Rupa Goswami, by engaging in those activities, As a result of the instructions of the spiritual master, our natural propensity for service to Krishna is reawakened by the sadhana process, and it gradually purifies it. It imperceptibly purifies us, like our breakfast is digested as we go out on book distribution or Harinam or clean the temple or whatever it is. Because, you know, we're not going on Harinam or book distribution at this point in time. But in due course, we will. And then as a consequence, then one becomes purified. One becomes purified. And then one's thoughts, instead of being distracted... it's interesting, in the Upadeshamrita, in 5th or 6th verse, Prabhupada talks... And it's really... It's interesting in the Nectar of Instruction, because we have Prabhupada's instructions, but then very often we also get Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's commentary as well. Prabhupada translate that. His commentary is originally in Bengali, but Prabhupada translates it into English. And so there's one section where Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains how there are different stages of remembrance of Krishna. Right? Different stages of remembrance. Until it gets to the point here where Narada Muni is always constantly remembering Krishna, can't forget him. And Prabhupada quotes that verse in the Nectar of Devotion, isn't it? That, you know, we should always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is a statement by Rupa Goswami. And that's why the sadhana bhakti process is there, because it gives us a framework in which we'll always remember Krishna, even if it's not our natural propensity. But gradually, as we become purified, free from offences, right? Stop committing offences, stop talking prajalpa, stop, what is it? Atyahara prayasas cha prajalpo niyamagraha, janasanga cha lolyam cha, sadbir bhakti pranasyati, isn't it? Or vana, is it? You'll destroy your devotional service by doing these things. What is it? Overeating, over-collecting, or over-endeavouring for mundane things. Achahara prayasas. Prajalpa. Right? Too much Facebook. Or too much YouTube. Right? Or just too much mundane news. Huh? The Prabhupada says we shouldn't. This is the activity, the behaviour of the materialists. Always reading some mundane news. The Prabhupada says we should follow Vyasadeva, and we should absorb our consciousness in the instructions of the Vedanta Sutra. Right? But then he makes the point, you know, in other words, atato brahma jigyasa, we've come to the human form of life, so we should be inquiring about who am I, where am I going, why am I suffering so much, right? You know, this is the beginning of the Vedanta Sutra, but Prabhupada makes the point, this is also the beginning of the Bhagavatam, and the Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. And so Prabhupada says we should always absorb our consciousness in the literature of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Very interesting. Well, very interesting. And he says this is the way that we can be transported from the material world to the spiritual world. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that if you think of me at the time of death, right, then you'll come to me. So what we're thinking about is super important. And Prabhupada says that by absorbing our consciousness in the stories of the Bhagavatam, we'll convert our materially absorbed mind into thoughts of Krishna. This is why the Bhagavatam is so important. The Bhagavatam itself says that it's our very means of conquest, right? Conquering the material energy. Interesting. Nasta prayashava padreshu nitya bhagavata sevaya. Nitya bhagavata sevaya. Regular, constant. Or at least regularly, every day we hear the Bhagavatam. And so in that way then, our minds become absorbed. Like Narada Muni, our minds naturally become absorbed in thinking of Krishna. And of course, Narada Muni had in the beginning a Sudra by birth, but with the simple qualities of seriousness or sobriety and being thoughtful. Now, this is a quality of a devotee, thoughtful, right? Muni. Or here, Avishtatma. Avishtatma Bravindri Pan. What is it? Avishtatma. Always absorbed in thinking of Krishna. And that's what our sadhana process is all about. Creating habits and creating activities being engaged in activities so that we're always thinking of Krishna. Right? So gradually we'll be, and because the process of bhakti is so powerful, it will purify us gradually. Shanai, shanai, uparamed. Gradually, one will become absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And become like Narada Muni. Got a bit of a way to go, but this is our process. And when one is elevated to that point of pure, basically pure devotional service, anya bilasita shunyam jnana kamanyanadi yanavritam, that the devotee's activities are motivated purely by Krishna anushilanam, that which will please Krishna, and not motivated by material considerations or material motivations. That comes about through the purification of the sadhana or the bhakti process. Then one is elevated then to the transcendental or to the spiritual platform. And so then in that state of consciousness, one is not in the material world. And here, in this particular case, one is recognized as being as good as God. And so here, Narada Muni, you know, in that elevated state of consciousness, it's recognized here by Vyasadeva, or here by Maitreya, right? Maitreya is saying, Bhagavan Narada Muni. Right? Bhagavan Narada Muni. He's as good as Bhagavan because of his deep absorption, his deeply purified state of consciousness, in that he's always rendering service to Krishna. Bhagavati Uttama Shloka Avishtatma. Avishtatma. Absorbed. Bhagavati Uttama, and here, Bhagavati Uttama Shloka, famous, right? Famous for that absorption. Famous for his always thinking of Krishna. Always talking about Krishna. Matchita Matkata Prana. Katayantas cha mam nityam tusyanti cha ramanti. Always satisfied and in pleasure, happy, ananda. We're all ananda maya obhyasat. We're all pleasure seekers. Problem is, we're looking for pleasure in the wrong place. But when we seek pleasure in reawakening our original spiritual identity, that's where we'll uncover the real ananda. Okay, does anybody have any comments or questions on any of these points? Oh, Tushyanti, Ramanti. Let's have some prasadam. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhaktabinda Ki Jai.